Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And I'm Mandy.
And I'm not yet.
Here she go.
I have an E at the
but
end of my name.
I was going to say I rhymes with y'all.
Not yet. Give us a moment.
Jesus.
Damn it. This is episode 221 of the Oprah Rose Show. Let me lay on the plane, reset the room, whatever the fuck niggas
one
used to
mic,
say.
One mic.
Yeah.
You in the Matrix?
The well, Matrix not in the or Matrix, whatever. Yes. I don't even know, child. CH Club, whatever. As always, like, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, yes. Rate, like, subscribe.
Tell you a know, friend, tell a friend.
We, the girls, you know, we need the views, the feedback, the yes. All of the things.
We need some more ratings. It's been a while since I've seen some ratings. Let us know how y'all liking the content.
Yes.
Sign up for the Patreon.
Yes.
Please.
We need, or I'm sorry, let me speak for myself. I'm learning a lot of things. And I need reassurance. So
words of affirmation.
Words okay. of affirmation. I mean, I need all the love languages, show, yeah. But yeah, I need that. So I need that in my friendships too. Yes. And out of my work and like
that's
everything.
Okay to ask for that.
So,
We should be supporting each other. It's Black History Month.
It is.
Okay.
It
is, so right. We should be supporting each other, lifting each other up with love.
Mm. What Kanye call it? No, like black, he called it some other shit. Like
what?
Black Future?
Black Future or Month or something future. Like
oh,
that.
Yeah, some
shit. I mean, Black History is now. It's every day.
It's every day. 365. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No leap year.
We need a longer month.
So, as you heard.
I was going to wait for my introduction.
Right.
Time.
As you heard,
I'll wait.
Our so today we actually have our second producer slash
manager.
Producer, engineer, lighting,
set design.
Yes. Arrived early to help with set design.
Arrived
before the girls.
Okay, arrived before
early
us.
Before the girls. I stand. She
I'll be
asking
for that
together.
Percentage out of the Patreon.
Wow. Wow. Joe Jackson. See the thing is, bitch. No, Mandy and Bridget.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
I just thought about it.
What?
If you said your full name, we could have all had the E at the end. Bridget Kelly, Mandy B, TTGG,
DD.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hello. We could have.
Yeah, so shout out to all the E's.
And also, you
and
now,
the people who
your marketing manager as well.
Marketing manager, brand partnership.
All the things. Like, come on, brand partnership.
Things. And that's going to do the rollout for the company. Our production company is called
All the Things.
She's all the things.
It's a full service agency.
By the way, I'm so glad to be here again just because I don't know who I was the last time I was on the show.
That shit was like 3 years ago.
I don't know that girl. I don't know everything that was said. It's a lie. That is not me. It is not a representation of who I am today.
It's Black History is what it is.
Yeah, right, for sure.
That was Mandy in her 20s. Now we have Mandy in her 30s.
Thank you. I'm a whole new bitch.
You can grow. I love that growth change. Mm-hmm. But what is so different from the last time we were on?
I mean, listen, rejuvenated pussy walls.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. But also, I'm a boss. I have more businesses now.
Okay.
More mentees.
Rejuvenated pussy walls.
Yeah, because now that's quite a jump.
How you rejuvenated that?
Between pussy rejuvenation and entrepreneurial success. Ladies,
it was an intro to the success.
Should go hand in hand if you're living life right.
It's the duality for me.
You know,
two things can be true.
Again, I have a new podcast.
Yes.
So Bridget and I have had See the Thing Is for a little over a year now. Mm-hmm. So super excited about that. And then I'm no longer working. I know, like, I work for myself, so yes, I don't have to depend on anybody.
Let's clap it up for that.
You know, yes. Thank you.
Because yes. I remember you were going through that journey.
Black businesses.
Big no slavery.
Yeah. I think what's crazy, too, and I don't want to bring up y'all past thing, because I know one of y'all was fucking a garbage man or something like that. I don't remember.
Wait, what?
I'm like, was that me?
I said, was that me?
Support blue collar kids.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but it was very specific.
It definitely wasn't me.
I was like, it wasn't me, but was it me?
Oh, well, no, your man at the time, no one knew who your man was, but we all knew.
Yeah, but then it was, yes, we had just started dating. But that's why I got in trouble, because I still had spillover.
There we go.
With another nigga.
There was an overlap.
Okay. And that is why that episode haunts me.
You don't be letting all your hoes go right away. You gotta know. You don't know if the shit gonna work.
You don't know.
And you didn't know. You didn't know.
But also,
I was prideful and fucking the nigga that didn't really care about me for shit. Wow. And I was just like, yeah, that's my 24/7. He just
24/7.
Oh my God, I remember.
24/7.
That was who I was like, yep, that's who my dick is. And it's good. And I don't need a relationship because I get my orgasm and I just focus on me. And that was a lie. So I'm
3 years.
The fact that you actually remember it. But yes, that was the story.
That's where you were at that time.
Because I remember my main part too. And I do remember that. It's giving the little SpongeBob clock. And now the clock is turning. And now bitches is like in full-fledged relationship.
I'm in a relationship now. But the only reason why I really remember that episode, and I've done a ton of like feature podcast, but I came in as just a guest. I think Michelle Hope introduced me to you guys.
Yep.
Yes.
We had her
and
on.
Literally the energy was so good. I maintained a friendship since that feature because all three of y'all were just so amazing. Like we went out. We were doing lunch.
So much has changed.
So me and Daryl worked
across the street from each other
when I was an accountant. Wow. We used to have lunch together.
And we were just like, we got to get out of this accounting finance world. This ain't us. Mm-hmm. And we both did.
So everybody really was like...
We were in different parts of our lives.
Everybody all had different jobs, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Not at all.
I think that was the first episode I recorded after having Jesse.
Wow. It was. Yeah. You were a new mom. Yep. Oh, when I tell you, it was crazy, but the energy, if you guys listen to this show every week and y'all really love this energy, like, they're like this in real life. Aww. Like, y'all's energy, I'm just like, oh, y'all my friends now.
Girl, don't make me cry over here.
I love you.
I love my man. Oh my God. Yeah, bitch, you was in LA at the time, so
Bridget was in LA.
Yeah, like, what were you doing 3 years ago?
Yeah, where were you? 3 years.
What was I doing 3 years ago? Well, I mean, it's 2022, so 3 years ago.
2019.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. 2019 was rough. Well, 2019 was like the worst health year for me. Like, I had pneumonia and I was in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And then I broke my foot. And actually, I met Mandy. Mandy and I had a similar situation where we became friends and we decided, like, I saw her at Shan Boudram's book like release thing that she had at the YouTube space and Meatpacking. And I had listened to Horrible Decisions before, and I was like, man, I think that's Mandy. She was sitting with Asante. Shout out to Asante. And I was just like, yo, you're really dope. I feel like, she was like, well, why don't you come on the podcast? I was like, great, let's come on the podcast. Came on the podcast, had a show like 3 months, 4 months after that with my broken foot in my boot.
Oh my God.
And she came to my show. And we were just, after that, we stayed in touch throughout. It was great. It was just like
one of those people that are showing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She will.
Absolutely. Yeah. She bought a ticket. She did not ask for a free ticket, which let me know you bought it.
Oh, yeah.
We've all had live shows. We've done tours.
Yes.
When you're in this space and you know how people are getting their money, like, I think it's important to
support.
You know what I mean?
It
absolutely
is.
You just got to.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
I do.
Look at this.
And then the thing about it.
You're black. Wow. You're ugly.
I can't.
Yeah. Injured.
I was also going to say, like, about Mandy.
Flustered.
Like,
what?
Mandy will really, when she really fucks with you, she will put her claws in you. When you are not leaving her sight.
Yeah. You don't have a choice.
And I love that, too. But when you really fuck with people.
Listen, I know I probably ain't talked to you in about 2 or 3 months, but when we talk,
it's nothing.
Like, you didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand that everyone has, like, lives.
Yeah. Like, but I think, adult friendships are so hard, right?
They're hard.
Everybody has, like, those memes that are going around, and it's like, you know, you got to schedule your shit out with your friends March 3rd at 2:31. It's true. Yes, it's true. Like, you have to. And you feel true. Like, I have a friend back in Baltimore that, I literally, she had been on my mind so much last week. And she has, like, two twins. And I was like, hey, like, just thinking of you, like, haven't talked to you in a while. You know, and it's like, I need to do a better job of, like, reaching out. But it's tough. You know, everybody has, tough. Like, their own lives right. and yeah. work and responsibilities and shit.
And fucking
like,
children.
And children. Yeah, when you add children.
We maintained friendship after you became a mom. Know, because normally too. When my friends do, I'm like, damn, well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No, and you are so great because you are like, bitch, I'm here. We're hanging out. Right. I see you on got your kids.
Putting them claws in you. Yeah. Right. Putting them claws in. And it's like,
but I love that you make the announcement when you get free too, bitch. You be like, a bitch can't
free. You were also, but you really figured out early how to manage and manage that balance. Like, you were one of those, you were one of those moms that was like, okay, I'm not going to lose myself in this motherhood right. game. Yeah. I'm going to be present and be active as much as I can, but I'm still going to keep, yeah. And like, you really figured it out. And I remember watching early, like, damn.
Yeah. Like you, and
even,
I know
if it, even if it wasn't easy, you made it look easy.
You did.
I received that. I appreciate it because I didn't feel like it. Yeah. It's hard when it's new, you
yeah,
know.
Of course.
But I didn't. You know, you have your kid, and you like want to be authentic to them, so that right. it's mm-hmm. like if I want to teach you how to be a right. great person, right? Mm-hmm. But I show you that by example,
yes,
not just by preaching it and shoving it down your throat. So it's yeah. like, oh, mommy got a life,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Mommy puts on makeup,
right?
Mommy hangs out. Mommy still plays her trumpet.
Aww.
You know, like mommy does all of these things. So it's like. When I tell you, no, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. Mm-hmm. You saw mommy do all these things. Things.
I so. Love that. It's like the little things. Like I saw somebody's okay. Look, and you know, people that don't have kids be judgy wudgy and shit. And somebody's baby was up as like 12.
Judgy wudgy.
Judgy wudgy. Yeah,
I'm judgy like, wudgy. I'll be judgy wudgy.
Y'all fire. Yeah. The fire is on.
Judgy wudgy. When you have your own kid, though,
and I know it's completely different. So I'm joking when I say that. But like when I see like kids up, and I'm like, well, Jesse was sleep trained, so I don't know what these other babies do because Jesse was sleep by like 9 p.m. EST. Like it was like 8:30. Like yeah. Jesse was
every
down.
Night.
She was up at 6 every single we yeah. knew we had to like yeah. record around like Jesse right. got to feed at this time.
Yeah.
Jesse goes to sleep at this time. And so I think that like structure for me, I admire it because yeah. it's like I said, it's not easy. Yeah. I know it's not, but you make it look amazing.
You
do.
Oh, thank you.
You
guys.
Make it look great.
You
really
do. And you be living
that.
Still too. Like we're in New York yeah. recording, if anybody didn't know. So G came over for just yeah. a couple hours to really hang with right. us. So you be making
every
it work,
month.
Sis.
Every time.
Every month. She like, you be having the hours, too, at the hookah bar and the yeah. pool in L.A.
Yeah, wow. I love
we
it.
We was lit.
I love it.
Girl, that was a time.
I ran into Gigi in Tulum.
Yes,
yes, yes. Ran into her. Like, you would have thought we were at the grocery store. I was like, I think that's Gigi.
But, oh, my God.
Oh, shit, bitch. At the beach, bottles, oh, yeah. all the things.
That was just incredible. Summer. I gave her the wrong dates for my birthday trip, and bitch still showed up for a day.
She still showed up.
One
that's
day.
Real. That's love.
I was like, wait a minute, you're coming? And I was like, stop. No, you don't. I was like, you're coming from a wedding. Like, that's impossible. And still gave the bitch the wrong date.
Again,
she
when I tell
one no, day.
Gigi is the epitome of you make time for what you want to make time for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She literally, yeah. last time I saw her, she showed up with all her luggage to my house.
That's
and
right.
And said, bitch,
that, yeah.
I am going. And she, I think she came
from
the
studio.
She came
from the studio.
To my house. Yeah. I made food. And then she literally left from my house.
Bitch, the bus was fire, too.
Thank you.
I love it.
And I got to meet your man.
Yeah.
Look at her. She just be smiling. See, I love this because so many times I feel like people are like, oh, women are so catty and you can't be friends. And like, and obviously, like, shit happens and whatnot. But like, I love this giving everybody their flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really
important.
Is.
Especially during Black History Month.
Okay.
Especially during Black yeah. History Month. We got Women's History Month coming up. So how was you ladies' experience with working with women? Because
oh, Jesus.
I know, and I feel like as women, you want to be supportive, right? You want to say all of the right things. We obviously want to do the right things, but it isn't always like a peachy situation when you work with people who aren't as like-minded as you, who have different POVs mm-hmm. and experiences. And also, there may be some like hostility, you know, so... Do you have experience of, you know, whether it be good or bad, what is your experience with working with women? And obviously you two have an amazing working relationship with each other.
We
and
each
we
other.
Have you here because we have a great relationship. Yeah. But you know,
Bridget called us Phil and Lil from the Rugrats.
So
I'm about to run with that.
So cute.
I love it. I'm absolutely going to run with
literally,
that.
I'm here for it.
You got to be Tommy or
Tommy.
Chucky.
Are you
You're definitely Tommy Pickles.
Is he Tommy?
He's Tommy Pickles.
I feel like
looking out for everybody.
I would say Tommy because
Chucky.
No.
He was more mischievous.
The only reason why I would say Tommy is because when I first again came on, he wasn't even an official member of the show, but he was so organized.
Yes. Yeah.
And he had y'all's outline. Yeah.
He
was communicating
with the
core.
That's that finance and accounting background.
That's what that is.
You were like,
and
no,
I let
no,
that go.
Touch,
and so it's roll up and down now.
That was him. Yeah. He was the super organizer, but I think
he's Tommy. You're right. You're right.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was giving you like, oh, responsible. You're like, oh. I was giving you the Chucky shit.
She gave me orange hair and everything.
Right. I gave you like the Mr. Frizzle. I'm so sorry.
Not Mr. Frizzle.
But in terms of what you asked, it's weird because I recently just had this conversation
really?
With somebody.
Okay.
And outside of our relationship, and I think it's because A, she knows more words than me. So communicating.
No, Bridget is mad smart.
When we communicate, I'll be like, okay, yeah, bitch, you right. Or maybe you just made it sound better, but it's cool. I'm going to listen to you.
oh, my God.
We have a genuine friendship, but I know she means well. But also, she's opened her mind into this isn't trying to figure out who the Beyonce is out of this.
No.
Yeah. She understands that there's so many things I can learn from you. And then she still teaches me a lot of ways in which I just got to shut the fuck up. Because she has media training and I don't.
I'd be like,
we learn from each other in that. But you know what? To be honest with you, our team is full of women, but they're full of like... what's the word?
Go ahead.
They're more alpha.
Okay.
I will say in terms of dealing with people or women who are maybe more sensitive or catty or have ego and pride, hasn't been good. I think that, you know, even when you go out with friends, right? You still sometimes have those friends that want to get the attention from the men, want to know what you're wearing so they can make sure that they match you or look better. Don't want you to look better than them.
Right.
I mean, we've seen all the threads where women have had weddings and they've been told their friend, you can't wear that to my wedding type of thing.
Yeah,
so
I do not understand that.
Me neither. But I think that there's still the cattiness and pride and ego associated with a lot of women.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I do think women still, and I hate to be the one to say this because I believe I'm going to be a CEO one day, but I do believe that a lot of things that have stopped women from being CEOs is them putting their emotions first, in which how people treat them, in which how they receive things, instead of just making the decision that's best for the business, they internalize a lot of things. Mm. And I mean, you know, we lost a co-host. I mean, I have another pod. I've had multiple teams with different people. I have a different work experience with working with men and women. However, I've also been on the receiving end.
Yeah.
Men have turned everything to be emotional when I've shown up as an alpha woman as well.
Right. So, very frequently.
I ain't telling you I don't want to do this because I feel a way. I'm telling you because this isn't a sound business decision.
Right.
So while I still feel that way, I have also, that receiving end from working with men as well.
Right. So you feel like that's a gender neutral experience.
I think it's I think it's
as
a
far
person
as emotion
experience.
Is. Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's a person experience.
I think women, a lot of women are used to having to play a certain role and show up a certain way as it pertains to men. So we don't know how to show up differently when it comes to women. So like with Mandy and I, the reason our friendship works so well, and I tell her this all the time, is that I'm a very secure woman in who I am.
Yeah.
So it actually is empowering and a relief for me when I can show up with somebody just as powerful.
Because, I said that. I was like, come on.
Because she comes in and she takes up the space. And I said this on Good Moms, Bad Choices.
And doesn't apologize for it,
but in that expansion also creates space for me.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm not intimidated by that. I'm inspired by it because then it's like, okay, good. I know whoever I show up as is enough. Yeah. Regardless, and I can make sure that she knows. However, she shows up is enough, and we're on the same side.
But also,
always.
I'll never try to belittle anyone else in the space.
You're like, actually never condescending.
Never. Right. Like, in any way that I know I can help anyone in my space, I do.
Right. Right.
So it doesn't matter about our finances, the numbers of our podcast. Like, I hang out with a lot of podcasters too. It's just like, well, how can I help? What do you need? Because I can help if I can.
But I think it's what Bridget, like what you were saying, like that a lot of times I think when there's this like, you know, weird energy or whatever, I think it does speak to the other person a little bit more.
It definitely
does. It's like, because if you are someone, you're like, hey, I'm showing up as my authentic self, my intent, whether sometimes, you know, sometimes things you can come off the wrong way or whatever, but it's like, hey, but my intent is positive and like, I mean, well, that secure person is going to take them and be like, okay, like, but girl's fine. Like, you know, we don't have an issue or whatever because I'm secure.
But think about how you've shown up in rooms that are primarily full of men.
Yeah.
We're already preconditioned to show up and be like, all right, cool. I know if I speak too loudly, if I command too much attention, you're already playing those scenarios out in your head. Whereas if you enter a room with women, it's more uncomfortable because you can't predict it. So you don't know if the other women in the space are going to be welcoming or if they're going to be intimidated. And
you're right.
And that's a whole other beast. At least with men, we're used to having men be intimidated by our presence and by our personality. But then we get in room with women and we're trying to feel you out. Mm-hmm. So every time we get around women, it's a matter of feeling each other. We're always trying to feel each other
the
out.
The fact that women have a dick swinging contest in rooms is the wild part. It'd be us with each other.
It's not even a dick swinging when it's just women. I've been in rooms with just women and I'm watching the energy shift and watching women who don't really want to participate fully as their full selves kind of take a step back and watch and see who's going to have the audacity to be them their full selves.
I mean, shit, take it back to my whole day. If I was at a table and a man invited all these women to the table, you sized up the women at the table. You didn't know them. You didn't, you know, but sometimes you would either stay just with your friends or you didn't even know if you could introduce yourself to the other woman. Because you sized up the other woman. Well, how she got the same invite I got? Who is she? Who is she to him? And I mean, even to the very bare minimum of just sharing a club table with other women that you don't know, you're sizing them up.
I think women tolerate men.
At the club. I mean, I would do that anyway. I'm looking at it for the
consistency of the brand. That's
her third drink.
I'm going to need to know who's sitting down.
Whose man is this?
Who's that over there? Oh, I know
she
her.
She about to throw up in a second.
I'm watching and I'm like, oh, okay, well, her weave is a little matted in the back. Like, let me smile at her and see if she smiles back. And if she does, I'm going to be like, sis, come here, let me get you right. If she doesn't, I'm going to go ahead and let you look like you got hit with a pillow.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to let you rock out, sis.
Oh, my God. But I do. I think that is why you it's not easy all the time, but like, to me, you have to show up as your authentic self. Like, you have whatever, because I think a lot of times also, even we're talking about across, I think, you know, when you mentioned, like, let's say if you have somebody new that's coming in as like, whether it's a new boss or you have a new assistant or something. And I think that, like, that's something that I just learned in the past 2 years where it's like, hey, well, I'm going to leave what I never got. Like, G and I have talked on multiple occasions how we were hazed, you know, it felt like coming up. Wow. Like, and women were, older women, it was like, nah, I ain't going to put you on the game. Like, figure it out, because I had to figure it out.
We just talked about this, like, with that tweet, with that girl that was like, well, she
Mercedes,
only asked for it. Yes.
Miss Mercedes.
$85,000. So just even though the company had $130,000, I paid her what she asked for, and she should have not done that.
You can't.
It's not, I don't have the bandwidth to teach anyone how to.
To me, like, you, and then I love that there was the other tweet that went around, and it was, the lady was like, you know, her niece was on a phone call with a tech
she
thing.
She called back.
She stopped or connected and was like, no, ask for this. Like, we have to do that.
We have to.
Sometimes people don't see it, but it's like, you don't know that sometimes the rooms in which people are advocating for you. Right. So a lot of times it's like, I'm going to war for y'all, and y'all don't even know, bitch, and y'all getting on my motherfucking nerves.
But that's because we're so used to one woman kicking the door open, walking through, and not holding it open for the rest of us. Just letting that shit slam. Like, good luck, sis.
It's that.
Hope you figure shit out like me.
Right.
Literally. And you're like, but wait, I just wanted him help, some advice, some something. Like, some even
because my light will never dim yours.
Correct.
Never. Like, it's like, that's right. I can help you
even if you get a better job than me someday, yeah. but the gratification is I helped you get to that point.
Yeah.
And I want you to
have my job. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, we're not going to hold these posts at all times. Like, right. I want you to do, yeah. I want you
what
to
I'm
actually
doing now
shit
is
be
not
better
what I'm
than
doing
me.
In three right. years. Not. If you want this, tell me. Let's hope.
Let's figure it out. Like, how do we get there? Right. Yeah. And yeah. I think,
and if you worried about somebody younger than you being your competition, then baby, that's on you.
Right. Yeah. You that's your own insecurity.
You're insecure.
Right.
You already have more experience. Right. You're already there.
But so also the only way to eliminate competition is to be better than your competition. And the only way to be better than your competition is to make sure you're an asset regardless of who else
exactly.
is around.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only way to eliminate competition. It's like on a basketball team, you think about every player that they say has been the best player, right? Mm-hmm. It's because they know how to play multiple positions. It's offense and defense constantly.
Right.
Yeah. So can you
doggy
shift?
Style and missionary. Yeah. They're
right. You gotta be able to master both. You gotta be able to master both. You gotta be an asset.
I prefer missionary, probably. Missionaries.
You prefer missionary?
Yeah.
I do too. It's intimate.
It's more intimate. Yeah. Doggy style is like, damn, I gotta turn around. Where you at? Like,
not I have a herniated disc, so doggy style doesn't work for me. I told y'all 23 years ago I had a herniated disc, and doggy style hasn't been the same since. God. A bitch got a stretch now.
Is that how it happened?
No, I was no.
That would be kind of a fun story.
No,
no.
That's hilarious. If I incurred a lifetime chronic injury from sex, I would be a little upset. But to answer your question, I think women are, especially as it pertains to Mandy and I, women are intimidated by Mandy and I. Mm. I think they tolerate us in the space anyway, what I've noticed. I think they tolerate us.
That's why they'll talk to you and not talk to me and then say y'all.
But as far
and
as
I'll be like, it ain't y'all. Say y'all.
But as far as I'm concerned, it's an us, because if she goes, I'm going.
Right.
So,
yeah.
In my mind, it's an us. So that's why I say I feel like they tolerate us, which I respect, because it's a lot easier to be nasty and to throw shade versus just kind of like
I
know,
just did.
Be passive aggressive.
And I think the opposite, I think it takes so much, you know, before we started,
yes.
we said how we were like, it's like, look, I'm petty, facetious, passive, I'm aggressive, yeah. passive aggressive, yeah. like all of the things. And granted, that is my second nature. But to like go out of my way to be nasty and like spiteful, I think it takes so much more energy.
I don't think it takes a lot. I don't think it takes a lot if that's your natural disposition. And I know a couple people where that's their natural disposition.
Yeah, that's fair.
So they don't know anything different. So for them, they wake up on the wrong side. It's like you are literally coming out the trash can like Oscar the Grouch every day. That's your whole life.
That's so sad. I'm such a happy person.
We're at Sesame Street and Rugrats. Y'all got to be 30 plus to know what we're talking about.
It was so funny because I was literally like,
grandma,
I was like, we got grandma podcast.
Right.
Oh my God. No, it's definitely giving geriatric.
It's giving PBS and Nickelodeon.
It's definitely giving geriatric.
Both of those shows still come on.
We are geriatric millennials.
I'm a geriatric. I'm a geriatric pregnancy.
My gynecologist told me the same thing. She was like, well, you know, you're now 35. If you decide to have kids, it's a geriatric pregnancy.
Wow.
I was like, is that because my
knees make noise? Give you a couple more tests.
Like, what is the
Why they gotta call it that, though?
Yeah, I hate
if
that
I,
name.
If I grunt when I have to bend over to pick something up, like, what are the qualifications of geriatrics?
I'm gonna do that anyway.
My knees hurt, my back hurts, everything hurts after a while. Like,
everything. No, we will not claim that.
No, we're not.
So
no.
we're gonna switch gears a little bit.
Yes.
We have not played the Amber Dash, Lori so Dashian game in a while. If you guys, damn it, you should know what the fuck, how it goes. So we're not even gonna explain it no more.
Right.
So we're just gonna get right into it.
Yes.
Who are your top three picks? I think you're still thinking about it a little bit, Bridget. So, Mandy, who are your top three picks for?
So my first one, I have a huge crush on him currently. Okay. And I like all of his picks. So my first person is going to be
like
Larry June.
He's really?
Larry is cute.
Larry June is going to be my first one. He's West Coast.
You're a bay nigga.
Swaggy super guy. Right? Yeah, has almost 500,000 followers. But he's like,
come on, no, the follower count.
He just be watering his plants.
I actually have no idea what he looks like. I know him.
I mean, I know of him. No, he's zero mess.
Zero mess.
But he's beautiful, so I think we would look beautiful together on the gram.
I like that one.
So Larry
and that
June,
voice.
Excuse me?
The voice?
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that voice is nice. He's just like, I just know that thing down in his knee. So, so, but also he's like unalarming. Like he has no drama, no beef,
no drama,
but he has
no.
a lot of support.
He does.
So I think to be maybe the first lady introduced to
you gonna break that man's heart. Yeah, damn.
Possibly.
Maybe he's gonna be the one to ruin that one. I don't know.
So Larry June would be number one.
Okay, number two.
Number two is crazy because it goes. I didn't want to do all rappers. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I hope not.
I didn't want to do all rappers.
You got an athlete? Are we bringing back the
No, I'm not bringing. I ain't even gonna hold you. Them athletes could never. No, just not interested. Like it's so over. I'm taking my nigga to All Star Weekend this year.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a wrap for the athletes. That was his birthday.
Growth. I love it. Yeah.
But the second one would be completely different. Also older. Also, don't judge me, guys. My next two are married men. But Will Smith.
Okay. Well, he's not your last person.
He's not my last. He would be my second. Because I would be open with the fact that, of course, he could still stay with Jada. But whoever I end with, I do want them to be aware that I'm open to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will is getting a little up there, and his body hasn't really aged well in my mind. So it's the only reason why I'm like, I wouldn't want to end with him, because he's aged.
Have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, we would have fun, but also it's like, okay, like, you're clearly down with the lifestyle.
Yes.
But also, there's money. He's up. He's top notch. So if it wasn't him, it was going to be Kanye, but only for that status that
I fuck with
popping niggas.
I'm still upset now because of the fact that she said he wasn't last because his body hasn't aged well. I'm sitting over here like, wow, that's the reason?
Here's the thing. I am shallow.
Absolutely.
And that is the one thing, if you listen to maybe the last episode I'm in, I need a fine motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to look at that's you and wake up and be like, God damn, you fine.
Yeah, shit. It is. Yeah,
that's her brand.
That's my brand. I am shallow. I like beautiful people. So that would be my second person.
Gotcha.
The last person I would end up with, because he's intelligent, he cool, he fun, he smoke, and that motherfucker aged like fine wine, Method Man.
I was
definitely on my list. The other reason why I added him is because whether he cheated on her or not, he has been with his wife for the last 30 years and has not embarrassed her. Outside of Wendy bringing up some bullshit,
yeah,
I'm sure he probably hasn't been the most faithful, but he has always loved and respected and just kept shit, whatever he needed to keep, on the low.
I was wondering that because I saw that old photo floating around. And I was like, are they still together?
Yeah,
like,
no, they're still together. So, and the reason why I also want to be respectful of this, she's come out, and this is why there was such an issue with Wendy. She has a health, I don't know if it's cancer or leukemia
or
breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So she's been going through health issues, and so she found it to be completely disrespectful that Wendy even brought up what she brought up recently. Yeah. But whatever dirt he does.
Wait, what did Wendy bring up?
Oh, she brought up that
she talked about her having breast cancer.
But also then brought and up then the I fact think that her and
Wendy Williams
and him were and like, Method had one night.
Okay.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was being messy.
Okay.
Wendy said her and Method had a night.
Yes, they had a night.
In the '90s or something?
So wasn't that in the show? Or was that him?
She just spoke about it when she shouldn't have, especially because there was a personal rapport on the back end.
Mm.
But I would just say he hasn't left her side in sickness, in health, and anything. And there's just always been, he hasn't embarrassed her.
He hasn't embarrassed her, which I think
you can't say about many men in the industry. No. But also, did y'all see that Essence cover?
Baby. Oh my gosh.
Oh, so well.
The digital cover, the one that moved.
Oh my goodness.
The cover that moved.
I literally
saw it on every woman's Instagram.
It was on our Instagram.
It was nothing but Rihanna and Rocky's goddamn
pregnancy.
And Method Man.
That was it. Every bitch's story was
so
the same. And everybody
three.
Was like, I bet if you put your woman in a room with Method Man, she'll
go fold. Goddamn right.
That's
folding like paper,
like cardboard,
like origami,
like chair, clothes,
a chair.
What else can we
fold? Folding like clothes.
All the laundry, sis. All the laundry.
All the laundry.
All the laundry.
We fold. I do love his, like, not even reinvention, but like his, you know, he like the fact that him and Mary like had like you're all I need,
right?
And now they're both. And look, let's be clear. I love me some As the Tejadas Turn, Monet.
Come
right?
on, As the Tejadas.
It is. It is As the Tejadas. I do not call it As the Tejadas Turn. Is so good.
Mary J. Tejada. I love Mary J. Tejada.
Mary J. Tejada.
Every outfit. Every outfit is that's her from her closet.
Right.
She's giving. It's giving a thigh high boot. It's giving thigh high boot and Hermes belt.
Like y'all like what I have on already. Okay, that's cool.
I feel like she styles her herself. She does. And she just literally comes from her home.
Well, no, the thing is her and Misa.
Is she, yeah, I think Misa probably still
Misa
does.
Misa probably,
style
probably
her.
Is
yeah.
involved.
And like, Jason Rember. Jason works with her as well. Yeah. So it's like,
it's a collab.
I love it. But like, and they're not great actors by any means. But again, it's a soap opera, so it doesn't really matter. But I want to say, I love them.
I like that.
Davis and that voice every time he talks to Tariq. You mean to tell me that you guys think
he's invoking power in his voice?
Well, here's my thing. It's like, I would love to see Method do like Marvel or DC. Like, I feel like he could go into that whole... No.
Nah, he's too cool.
I don't hold you.
Yeah, like,
Aquaman,
I think he's too cool.
I need to pay him.
I know, I'm surprised you didn't say Jason Momoa.
You know what? I was waiting. I thought Jason Momoa was going to be on her list.
Jason Momoa is in there. However,
I need y'all to know I will always end up with a black man. Jason Momoa I would just have sex with. But
I'm sitting here thinking about my list and they're all international black men. None of them are American black men.
Oh, I love American, but I feel like I know one of yours then because he's always in everybody. He's in my
only one of them is married. And that's Idris.
Okay.
And yeah, he's always there. Yeah.
Who would you start
That's
with?
Who I would start with. Oh, I would start with Idris.
Okay.
I would start with Idris. I would, well, yeah, I mean, he's married. So, you know, I would start with Idris. But he also got married late, which lets me know he's a late bloomer. Yeah. So that means he's probably emotionally at
that
the level of somebody that's maybe
40
when he's 55.
If you think about it as well, what's his girlfriend's name right now?
I don't know his wife. A wife.
Okay, but see,
wife. I don't know.
So
her
you're
name.
Not getting much clout with being married to Idris, because bitch. Oh.
But
her name?
we know what she looked like.
She's beautiful.
She don't want to do anything.
If she walked in,
like,
I don't know
what her dreams and aspirations
are. All I know is she caught COVID from the nigga. That's it.
I was gonna say first she's like,
Bridget has a name, an established name, so it could work. It's fine.
Yeah, so Idris is number one.
Idris.
Okay, definitely starting with Idris.
Yeah.
The second one for me, just because I love a nerd. I love a little bit of a little corny, like a little corny, is Trevor Noah.
I love it. He's like a smart corny. I like that. I like a smart. I get it. I like a smart. That's a nice pivot.
Look at Brady's face.
I love it.
If Bridget said we're gonna play Scrabble every evening.
Like, I mean, he's hosting the Emmys. He's hosting the Emmys.
He's funny as shit. But he will also call every politician out on a bullshit.
And I'm gonna stand right beside him.
Right. I love it. He's eloquent. He's funny. He's really intelligent.
I'm calling it the Beige Brigade.
And he's mixed, but he's South African, and I respect the fact that he takes a lot of he takes tremendous pride in his black culture, South African heritage, which I think is phenomenal.
And he lived through, he was young, he was part of the 80s.
He talks about it in his book Born a Crime.
It's actually really good. But and that was one of my probably favorite parts about going to South Africa was like learning about that, but also. That was the first part of Africa I went to, and I was so surprised to see how many white people were actually there. So many. And then you go to the township. So I went to Soweto, which is where in Johannesburg, where the apartheid museum is. And it's sad. Like, because, of course, being American, a lot of us are ignorant to even thinking Africa experienced that type of segregation between whites and blacks. And it was, South Africa. And he really spoke to it in his book as well.
So I bang with Trevor. With Trevor. And third,
at least
because...
it's not Cory Booker. Okay. Oh, I like, girl. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Girl, he might be on Cory Booker list.
Oh my God.
I'm not buying it.
You said the way he is on the Kinsey scale.
It's a little. You know, I thought Rosario was just a friend, but
I know. Oh my God. So too.
She was.
She was much better suited for Jesus Shuttlesworth.
One of my favorite couples. Okay. I literally posted them yesterday. Like my
that
favorite
was another.
Couple,
that was the
like,
third most reposted photo.
It was getting so much traction. I don't know. I just like I posted it
from He Got Game.
I
saw a lot of people posting that.
Yep.
My third though, who I would end with, because honestly, like Mandy, I was thinking, okay, well, if I had to end with one, then I'm one. He got to be the youngest one, which means he needs a lot of time to grow. is Damson Idris.
Yeah,
Damson is definitely the next one. But because to me, I think there's a lot to be said about.
Girl, you're going to have to deal with a thought.
Oh, listen.
I done heard them stories about that nigga out in LA.
Yeah, he's for everybody.
He is for everybody. Oh, I'm like, who likes me tonight? Who likes me in the club? That nigga be at the house.
I love her.
How many times have I only seen him?
He's 28, 29.
He's like 28, 29. He's okay. a baby still.
Yeah, I think he's 30.
He's a baby still. So, okay. But yeah, that's cool. that's why I said because we got some time.
Yeah. You're not done. I like that strategy though.
You don't even start off with him like you said because he has to grow into it.
It's not him right now.
It's not him right now.
Okay. No,
it's not him right now. That's the first time
somebody did that. It's definitely the I see you, you see me. We could spend the block in about 2-3 years when you're done because you're going to get tired.
Yeah.
And you only got one more season of Snowfall. So where are we going after that, babe?
Wait,
because you're not on Top Boy.
Wait, there's only one more season?
It's going to be, yeah. It's
I
like,
think
what
there's only
going to
be one more season.
It makes sense.
John has been gone for a number of years.
I don't think they're going to keep. And also, where else is the story going to go after this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parents isn't cute, but like, it's a lot.
Last very long.
No.
Like, either it ends
or keep
in
jail or dead.
You got to end it like season 5.
And it was, but in his is based on, oh my God, I can't. I think it was based on like the real, but it's based on the real Rick Ross, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really does have to end. Like, it's going to have to.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Valentine's Day is coming up. I know. You probably already got a gift. But did you give the gift of shaved balls? I know. I'm talking about Manscaped. I'm trying to help you out, guys and ladies, if you want to get it for your man. Use our code OPRAHROSE for 20% off and go to manscaped.com to use the code and get free shipping. That's code OPRAHROSE for 20% off and free shipping.
This episode of The Oprah Rose Show has been brought to you by Walmart, where being Black and unlimited is a celebration of being whatever we want to be. For me, being Black and unlimited means exploring all of my passions without barriers and restrictions. And being a mom reminds me that I have to be efficient with my time. So having Walmart as a resource to access all of my needs, whether I'm picking up a new hobby or engaging with an old one, grabbing all of the hair products I need for wash day at the same time, or simply grocery shopping, I know I'm in good hands. This Black History Month, be sure to celebrate all that you are. Celebrate being Black and unlimited, but be sure to do it with Walmart. Now, let's get back to the show.
How does that? Sorry.
And I've watched that documentary, child. I mean, I think he was out, he goes to jail. Like,
that I don't know. He goes to jail for a little bit.
And I think when he's out, I believe in the doc, he is, you know, like explaining everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense. Like BMF, we probably got a good 3-4 seasons and then that's over.
Yeah. That's my show.
I love BMF. Very good. BMF. Very good acting.
So good. He's good too.
Amazing acting.
Meech. Lil Meech is like little.
The tall Terry.
Terry.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in Thoughts of a Colored Man and he was great.
He was not there when I went to go see it. And I was so mad.
He was in Thoughts of a Colored Man.
Yes.
And he did very well. You know how mad I am about all of, first off, Omicron fucked up my whole Christmas. I wanted to go see Broadway shows.
Yeah.
Broadway shut the fuck down in December. And I was like,
I got COVID probably at that show with my sister.
Oh my God.
I got COVID from my sister.
No.
And so it was probably that night. So I was outside.
But
everybody had
the
masks
play.
On. Oh, I did. The play was phenomenal.
Good play.
Definitely worthwhile.
Because I actually saw it. I think that was my first outing after I had COVID.
Mm.
But I had the OG COVID experience.
Yeah.
What a play. Yeah. Over a play. But everything's back now. I saw Tina back. Motown back.
Oh, Tina back.
Yeah, because I got to go take my money.
Michael Jackson back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have to take my mother to see another play. So they're all back. Yeah,
it's your duty.
So those are my three.
I fuck with that.
I like
y'all got
it.
Any revisions on y'all's?
I always had Damson in mind. I always had Idris in mind.
Really?
I can't remember who the other.
I like men that don't embarrass you. So my other one was going to be Grant Hill.
Wow.
Grant Hill and Tamia ain't never had no type of. I don't want any type of drama. I don't want anyone that's going to be outside embarrassing me like a Tristan or like any of these other motherfuckers.
Baby.
A Kanye, he's pretty embarrassing. But Grant Hill was my tie with Method Man. Like,
wow,
oh, that's a good one.
And he finds
I put Method Man.
Method Man is definitely in there.
But speaking of Kanye, like, never ever thought I would get to the point where I would be siding with Kim Kardashian as it relates
any black women were like, yeah, okay, we're not ever listening to you. We're with Kim on this one.
I mean, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, clearly I'm not a mother, so I can't speak to it. However, I did grow up in a single parent household. And I do know, like, the stipulations between going with daddy, going with mommy, but also being split between parents. And when I went with my daddy, all he could do was talk shit about my mom. With what Kanye is doing right now in accusing Kim of being a kidnapper, accusing Kim of not even being a good mother because now North is allowed on TikTok. And, you know, I don't think the parents know how much that really affects. Like, I grew up, and when I became an adult, guess what? I don't talk to my daddy no more.
Right.
Because every time we came to you, even though you bought us the name brand shit, even though you made sure you gave us the money, as now an adult, I can look back and see my mom did everything that she could, but also the fact that you spent the entire time that down I had with her. You like talking shit about her. It's just like the fact that he's putting this out into the public is unfair.
I shouldn't know about this.
We should not know
about this.
It's, you know, kids being on TikTok, there is a version of TikTok that is specifically for children.
Right.
But it's like, if that is her way of expressing herself and I'm monitoring it, why does Dee Dee need to know that Kim is monitoring North's TikTok? It's ridiculous.
Right.
And so I think what he's labeling her as is just like very disgusting. And it's like, you know, she's a woman raising her kids. It's four of them. Like, and you're out here with this new girl.
This white woman.
Right.
You're out here with this new girl parading.
You knew her. Like, you met her the day before, Christmas?
Yeah. The 31st or something like
when
that.
When you were supposed to be with your kids.
And so a month later,
fly. She just has like a BBL.
She a pass around.
About her. No, like, she doesn't have a BBL.
She does. Her butt is big.
She's always been shaped that way. That's not a BBL.
Really?
I didn't really.
It's like white girl big. It's not white girl.
It's just a little curve. It's a curve. It's not. It ain't BBL though. Madonna got a BBL.
But I love me some Julia. Don't get me wrong. Go down to my sis.
No, Madonna.
Madonna had a BBL. She looked like a little aunt. Yeah, she looked like a little.
But regardless, he's parading
a bug's life. Are we geriatric still?
He's
parading this woman around. Before that, he was with like a 21-year-old model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just like
that's right.
Oh, Kim, let us know about that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But also, none of this is about North.
None of this is about Chicago, Saint, and North. Yes.
You did it. He did all of that talking about he's focusing on his album and taking his kid to school, but he just recording at the Soho warehouse every day up there and hanging out with Julia. So, I mean, I can understand having reservation of your child on TikTok.
And Justin LaBoy, correct.
Right. Come on.
Correct.
But that's not the place for it. And like you said, Dee Dee, she's monitoring it. So I truly don't
know. TikTok is Kim and North.
But you're not worried about this foul ass shit you saying on the shade room?
Right.
So you're not worried about her having access to the shade room?
Or seeing all of the things that you're saying about their mother?
You know, any child over six probably is going to want a TikTok. Like,
they are
itching for a TikTok.
So this is embarrassing at this point.
It's like, who do you think drives all that? Like, it's that you're obviously a little older, but like they all see it, especially having like North is not a typical child, like at all.
Right.
So of course she's going to want it. That you see, you're looking at your mother, like that's how she makes her money. She's
right.
She's on her phone.
She's holding her phone up to her face all the time.
And I had to pay attention to myself, right? Because this new generation, they're Generation Alpha, like they are iPad technology kids. And I was like resistant or hesitant to like get her the iPad or whatever. And I was like, I don't want to just immediately like throw her into that. And then other people or other parents were like, well, you know, you kind of, they didn't say that you have to. They were like, you know, it's obviously your choice, but you should think about the disadvantages because this is kind of like the way of the world. This is kind of like what her whole generation is doing.
Not only that, there's money to be made, but also I remember when there were stipulations of not going on to certain social, like, I was born in 1990. Literally by middle school, out of MySpace. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't able to get onto it at home,
you figured it out.
In middle school, we knew about VPNs to redirect even at school to be able to get onto MySpace and our social and Black Planet and Miente and Tagged and all these.
There was always a way.
You think you're ahead of your time as an adult or someone older. They know all the tricks of the trade better than we do because this is what they grow up with.
Right. Yeah.
And so I appreciate that Kim even said it's monitored. I know it's what she's doing.
Yeah. Right. It's called Kim and North. I mean, not to say that it doesn't, but it's like it's literally called Kim and North, you know,
and
whatever.
She is a celebrity child. Her lifestyle
it's
is completely
y'all had her different. Friends. Y'all she had her on the red carpet. Right. She was outside talking about no pictures.
Exactly.
Like, literally. I was about to say that's like no pictures. Like,
she was on Vogue as a baby.
Yeah. She's not living your typical, like, average kid's life. Of course she's going to have a TikTok.
But it's also she has two parents that are very active on social media. Yeah. We watch celebrity children who've grown up with both parents being celebrity, and you can see the difference between people whose parents are constantly on social media and people whose parents are not. David and Victoria Beckham got four kids.
Yeah.
Both of them have been famous for 20-plus years.
Yeah. Right. I don't think I've seen one of them motherfuckers.
I mean, but only when one is dating a celebrity or they make an appearance with their parents. Otherwise, they live a very normal life.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy is 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about any of the any conflict or
Blue Ivy. Yeah.
We just know Blue Ivy is not
she was at the game with her daddy today. Yeah. Drip down.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
She's at the game with her glasses and her cute braids and being a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's unfortunate. A lot of parents don't understand, like, there's a battle between, well, let's raise them together so that they have a regular household with a mommy and daddy. But then the co-parenting where really the problem is when them parents start talking about each other in front of the kids.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more you're able to distinguish who that parent is as an adult and as a person.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have built up resentment. I mean, I'm a product of that.
Yeah. Even watching Will and Jada, right? And watching all the shit that's come out in the public for the last couple years. However it might have affected Willow and Jaden, you don't see it. Whatever issues they've had, because we all talked about that. Like, we all were thought that was like couples goals, life goals, the things.
Yeah.
And it turns out it wasn't as perfect as we thought it was.
Yeah,
and
I think it's perfect. They fucking other people.
It was perfect.
No,
bitch. It's perfect to be rich. Y'all get to love each other and fuck other people. I love this for y'all.
Toxic
and broken in other ways. Toxic and broken in other ways.
Damn, and y'all let August move in. Damn, you a real one.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's a real relationship.
That did sound like everybody was entangled. That was
getting
entangled.
Yeah. It was a lot.
But we never hear, like, we see them going through that now, but when they had little children, there was never, like, they didn't allow any of that to be in the public eye for their kids to have to deal with it or be embarrassed by any of it.
Yeah.
And now, however weird their kids are,
they talk too
much. You know what I mean? Well, just enough with the fucking red tape. Like, y'all need to stop with the red table talk. It needs to be it needs to be just like red dot talk. Red
just
light talk.
Just
stop.
Gammy. Just stop. Low-key, I just want Gammy and Jada. I don't need little Willow. Yeah.
I think Willow's cool.
It was funny when she brought herself to the red table. About the August shit.
Jada brought herself. I think it's time I bring myself to the red
table. Yeah, Jada did a damn book too. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't think she's gonna give us one.
So we can get two chapters about Tupac.
Tupac, right? The dick you never sucked, girl. Come on now, enough.
I'm not buying that. That's
I'm reading.
I ain't gonna hold you. They never fucked, and they were just such close friends. But she loved him.
In my mind, something happened. It was giving love letters. It was poetic justice in real life.
Him and Left Eye. They never fucked.
Apparently,
she lived with him.
She was moving in with
him
niggas.
And Janet also never fucked, but everyone on set said they had such
the chemistry.
But Janet wasn't giving.
Oh, yeah, she was married.
She wasn't giving that kind of energy, even if there was chemistry.
And Jada and Tupac were all obviously so young, like they were in high school.
It was giving best friend love letters. That's what it was giving. Yeah, it was like, and then it just might have blossomed into a romance. It just didn't last because y'all wanted to keep it cute and be friends.
Yeah,
I can relate to that.
Yeah, she. Not agreeing. Okay,
I didn't do that. But it's okay. Y'all sound cute.
No, I think they were absolutely getting it.
I would read a book on my good Baltimore sis. Maybe that's why. Just because she's from, I have an affinity to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we love the doll.
I love me
Yeah, I love some Jada.
No, but yeah, but Kanye, I just, you know, I want better for him. I don't think he's ever going to do better at this point.
No.
I didn't even think it was that crazy when he bought the house across the street and everybody was like, oh, you know, like he's trying to get Kim back. I honestly was like, well, logically, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
The children can move. They can move across the street. Like, again, these are not normal couples. Like, if you have a schedule that you're constantly gone, you're constantly,
even that commute of wherever to Calabasas is long. Just for the sake of creating a sense of stability for the kids in that kind of an environment is great too, because you have to consider, like you said, they're not normal, so there's plenty of nannies, there's a bunch of third party people constantly handling the kids. You'd want to be able to say, I don't want to deal with this right now, I'm going across the street to dad's.
That's it. Like, I'm literally,
that's what I didn't like about what Kanye said, like kind of making the assumption that you're the primary parent, you have nannies, you don't even fully take care of the kids all the time. Like, there's just been a lot of assumptions that I think
Kim quietly read him. Like, it was a very... such a classy.
It was giving Kimberly Esquire.
I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
No, he read it. It was a nigga respond to the third attorney you fired this year.
It was... Don't at me, nigga. She said, because she was like, as the primary caretaker and provider.
Yeah.
Like, it was giving you not even paying your bills.
I'm just trying to co-parent, and I'm on dealing with your third attorney. Yes.
While you out parading with your new girl, like, I am taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
Where are you right now? And recording?
Right, with Julia.
I can't. Well, you know, we like our ending show questions.
Yes.
And hit me. So what would you tell your younger self?
I know it gets deep.
It does, because there's so many things. Like, there's so many things that I would tell my younger self. There's so many things. It's okay to leave things where they are and start over.
I like that.
I think I would tell my younger self that at this point. It's okay to leave things. I think I lingered in a lot of situations, whether it be career situations, relationships, friendships. Just trying to like make things work, just constantly trying to make things work. And it wasn't even really for the sake of like seeing if things worked. Like, looking back, it felt like it might have even been more ego driven. Like, I just need to prove to myself that I can make this happen versus really be thinking about the level of success that it would really bring me. You know what I mean? Like, I finally, mid pandemic, bought myself out of my publishing deal, and I thought that I was going to feel amazing afterwards. And I just felt like, fuck, like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I beg for this 10 years ago? Like, why didn't I press to be free from this years ago when, number one, I had more money to do it. And I could have just thrown the money like, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, it's okay to leave things where they are. Like, would have loved to tell my 25-year-old self, like, if it's not working, it's okay. Square peg, circle hole. It's okay. It's not for you. Mm. It's okay. You can start over. There's really no pain in starting over. It's not painful. It's just new.
Right. That's so funny you said that, because I'm currently listening to Will Smith's audiobook, but he mentioned that the same raft that saves you can also be the same raft that kills you. And I'm like, damn. That's but deep, he talks about like deep. Not fighting against the change, because if there is anything that's constant in life, it will be change. Yes. So interesting.
Yeah.
I love that.
Younger self?
It was.
I mean, my younger self would be kind of what I'm dealing with in therapy now. Like, this too shall pass. Not living with as much anxiety or fear that this is the end.
Every time you say it, I'm so surprised, because you never express
it. I don't outwardly express it.
Yeah.
But it's probably why I wake up every morning. Like, I quit my job and thought this was going to be great as an entrepreneur. Now I work every living minute of my life. because now I'm dependent on myself. There's nothing that's secure. There's nothing that's guaranteed. I'm not getting a check every week and just expecting what I'm expecting. Literally just the living in fear. I didn't realize until maybe last year that that's what I was doing from poverty PTSD. In terms of like not wanting to go back to being poor, in terms of body image, and now not wanting to gain the weight that I know I had gained at one point and not wanting to gain that back. And just like, also, I would just say in terms of just viewing myself and valuing myself, I had a ton of relationships that was a waste of my time. And it's because, again, I just lived in fear. Well, this is what I can give. So let me get, if I could take a crumb, that's better than not taking anything at all. Yeah. Instead of just wanting to get the whole slice or the whole cake from somebody, I was just accepting crumbs from so many different people at so many different points in my life because I felt like, well, it's better than nothing.
Mm. That's such growth.
Yeah.
Truly. That's not even younger self, Chuck. It's given now.
Trying to tell
it's
myself that.
Now. Still, both of y'all's things.
We talked about the salaries earlier. It's just demanding more, expecting more, and feeling like you deserve more.
Yeah.
I'm still going through that.
Yeah.
Still. And it gets scarier the older we get.
Yeah.
It does get scarier to like hit reset or just kind of like take a minute to recharge. We're like, we can't afford to recharge. We don't have the time.
Where do I arrive, guys?
Right. I've seen what you've done for others.
I've been praying on it now.
Yeah. Consistently.
Ugh. Love that. And what do you know for sure?
I know for sure this pussy gonna be wet. No, I'm sorry.
Come on now.
I mean.
Sorry. I had to still be on brand.
Which brand says?
This red snapper gonna snap. What do I know for sure?
The snapper gonna snap.
I know for sure I am going to bust my ass.
That's a
fact. On whatever I put my name on, it's not gonna be half-assed. It's gonna be like, this is me. Take it or leave it. I really don't care if you don't like it, but just showing up as my full self in any room, in any friendship, in any business operation, in any in anything. Like, this is what I have to give you. This is me. Take it or leave it. Like, I just know I'm gonna show up as me with whoever.
I love it.
That's a guarantee.
What do I know for sure? Well, in the words of Miss Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter, God is real.
Come on now.
That's what it boils down to for me. I think ultimately it's, you know, and it's so cliche. Everybody loves to say, well, just trust your faith, baby. Just increase your faith. And it's not that easy. I think we've all experienced enough turbulence in life to kind of understand how that can be upending.
Yeah.
For so many different reasons. But God is definitely real. And I'm enough in whatever season I'm in. I'm going to have days where I feel okay. That's enough. I'm going to have days where I don't feel okay, where I feel insecure or I'm moody or whatever. However I'm feeling, whatever I am doing, as long as it's not negatively impacting other people, is enough.
That's giving yourself grace, and that's hard.
Because I think we all, and Mandy, I tell Mandy this all the time, you got to grant yourself the same grace you grant everybody else.
We never do that to ourselves. Why am I talking to myself like this
I would not say that to somebody
ever. Like, who am I right now?
Ever.
Well, I love y'all. Thank you so much for having us, man.
Yes, thank y'all so much.
We love you guys.
Where can people find you guys?
Oh, yeah. Well, please make sure you follow See the Thing Is Pod on all of the socials. Make sure you click subscribe. Come talk to us in our comments on YouTube as well, on our official See the Thing Is YouTube page. You can follow Mandy Full Court Pumps all the way in all the places. And I am Bridget Kelly in all the places. And we have Patreon as well. See the Thing Is Pod Patreon as well.
Yes. By the way, if you guys do not have enough podcasts to listen to, Bridget and I drop twice a week.
We do.
I was just about to say, y'all are two times a week now.
So you guys can listen to us every Tuesday and every Friday. On YouTube, we are every Wednesday and Saturday. By the way, we talk about a lot of grown shit. We both in our 30s, so we like to like refer to ourselves as aunties, even though we're not. We're like the cool older cousins.
I like that.
Yeah,
Mandy's definitely the rich auntie.
We pretty much dissect anything from current events to a lot of things dealing with pop culture, what we deal with as millennials, but also music and television. Yes. We deep dive into those things as well. So we're twice a week, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
That's right.
I love that.
Yeah.
You guys just give me heart flutters every time.
They be having me singing in the beginning of their show, too. When y'all had Only Girl in the World this week, I think it was.
Yeah, that's what we thought it
would be. Screaming. I was like, oh, this is like pop Rihanna. I'm into it.
Because we're also conscious of like a lot of people listen to us on their commute to work or if they're already at their desk or like it's something that they put on kind of to vibe out to in the background. And I think we try to create that kind of environment on the pod for sure.
Yeah,
and make people laugh.
We're biracial,
biracial girls.
We do a mixture too. Like, I mean, I've gotten into my Ashley Simpson bag, and then my money bag.
Yo, oh no, that's everybody, girl. That's even biracial. Yeah. I love Avril Lavigne. Listen,
thank you. I've taken it down there.
Yeah.
So no, like I love it now. Look. Bro, and here's
Mandy be blowing mine because Mandy will shit on white people to the fucking moon and then bust out all the pieces. And I'd be like, Mandy, I'm sorry. The only pieces that we listen to as black women is Lettucey, okay? Let's not.
I'm angry. I love Sweet Some Ashley Simpson. I love that song.
And I like Ashley Simpson too. So, yeah.
You know.
That's why I said, no, listen.
Couldn't even
give
me Fifi Dobson? Shit.
Not Fifi Dobson.
Fifi Dobson was a vibe.
Oh my God. I'm dead.
Whatever happened. Oh, yeah.
Anywho. The quote is, I'm learning to accept that walking away from something or someone I'm no longer aligned with might come with long-term grief. And even though I may get sad about the parting of ways, that is not the green light to return to misalignment.
Mm, come on when now. I tell you,
Alex L,
you gotta know my therapist, bitch.
There is no green light to return to misalignment. None.
And that is a word.
Wow. Yeah, that is a word. And as usual, it ties into everything.
It always.
We love this. You guys are good at this. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Wow. I love the Oprah show.
We had an amazing producer.
Okay.
I'm so glad that y'all capitalized on this while it's free because this is going up.
I love my sis.
But also, based on my outline, we missed out on two topics that we were supposed to touch on.
We missed out on one more, but it's okay. My meter is up.
We'll do a Valentine's Day Patreon.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So tune in. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much.
We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.